talking about the Knoxville music scene with Justin Cox, an intern at the local venue, The Square Room. So, Justin, tell us a little bit about what you do at The Square Room.
Well, at The Square Room, I help basically hospitality with the bands, and I help, just with the general running of concerts. I help to process the contracts of the bands that are coming through and advance the shows. Just basically anything to help the concert scene move smoothly.
Very cool. Tell me how The Square Room fits into the Knoxville music scene.
Square Room's a theater-based venue. It's really good because they're really in touch with the local scene, just artists around Knoxville. And they're starting to try to pull a bigger fan base and bigger artist clientele. So we're good because we fit well as far as being able to be in touch with the Knoxville scene and still being able to be a theater style where bigger artists that usually go to the Bijou, they have a smaller, more intimate place to play at. So it's just basically a smaller, more intimate venue that's more in touch with Knoxville.
Yeah, I feel like it's really diverse because they've got the local concert series Sound Off, displaying local talent. And then we've got bands from the national level too, like Image and Heat. So there's really some diversity here. As a whole, what do you think about the Knoxville scene there?
I think the Knoxville scene is growing. I think it's definitely it's pulling a lot more than it used to. The local artists are with venues like the Square Room and the Potlight are now getting a lot more play. They're more in the spotlight than, say, they used to be a couple years ago. And there are bigger and bigger bands that are coming through now. You got the Valerium, the Pulls, bigger shows coming through. You got the Bijou pulling bigger shows. And now that you have the Square Room pulling bigger shows, you have a lot more venues that are able to pull bands that usually go through Nashville or Atlanta. So Knoxville's it's growing.
I think that's you can really tell from the audience too. We've got a lot of more concert goers than I've seen in the past few years. I think a lot more people are coming out, seeing music. People are getting aware of music too. And a lot of that is in part due to the electronic music thing that we've had going on. A lot of people have had a lot of fun with that this past year. I think it's just made local music a lot more visible as a whole, even if it doesn't relate to just one specific genre.
I think that as long as you make it available, people are going to come out. And I think that's a lot of what these venues have started to do. You got, like you said, you got a Catalyst down in Old City playing a lot of electronic shows. And you never really know what kind of scene you have until you just start throwing music out there and seeing who comes out to what. So I think now that Knoxville has started having more venues that are willing to showcase more artists, you're starting to see the audience come out. I don't think that it was ever really that we didn't have the audience. It's just that the audience had nowhere to go before. And now we have more venues that are pulling more different types of music. So now you're starting to see what actually people are into around Knoxville. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I love it how we're getting a little bit bigger. We're getting more venues and associated genres, different styles of genres. It's more of getting closer to Nashville as far in that respect, because Nashville scene is pretty eclectic. And I feel like Knoxville is really stepping it up.
I do too. When I first came, I thought Knoxville was really more of a just grassroots artist, like singer-songwriter, folk. It's interesting to see what actually we do have here, especially being a college town. It's interesting to see the kind of things that people actually want to see come through Knoxville. So, like I said, it's just the getting in touch with what people are expecting to see and getting it to them. And I think the more that we throw at them, the more of a scene you'll start to see in Knoxville, kind of eclectic like Nashville. Because Nashville's got a little bit of everything, but Nashville's known as Music City, so music just kind of gravitates to there no matter what it is. So it's exciting to see Knoxville start to pull its own styles.
Very nice. Well, I think you've really helped shed some light on our wonderful music scene. That's all for today. Thanks for listening to the Knoxville Nights podcast.